Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right. You know, today is Transfiguration Sunday. Pretty cool word, isn't it? Transfiguration. Transform. Yeah, but even more than transform, it means to change one's shape, one's appearance, one's being. It's pretty cool. Now, something very special happens on this day every single year, and I need your help again this year. One of the things that Transfiguration Sunday is all about is it's the last day before, last Sunday before Lent. There's something we don't do during Lent. Can you think of what it is? You sometimes give up something that you like. Yeah. Have you thought about what you want to give up for Lent? Not so much, have you? Anybody want to give up chocolate? Oh, you want to give up eating broccoli. Child after my own heart.
And I want to give up eating my carrots.
You want to give up eating carrots. Yeah, well, you guys are right on, like all the rest of us. We want to give up stuff that we don't actually want. Right? That's very true. No, there's something else that we really, really like that we give up for Lent. And we sing it and say it all the time throughout Easter and through Epiphany, through every season except Lent. There's this word we use all the time. Can you think of what it might be? We just sang it a minute ago.
Jesus?
No, we don't. We'll still sing about Jesus. It's a word. Think about it. Oh, come on. It's the word which says we're praising God. Alleluia. That's the word we're going to give up for Lent. So when you listen during the services for the next like five Sundays, we're not going to say, Alleluia. We'll sometimes go, sometimes we'll forget, but we don't sing the Alleluia because we're getting ready for Lent. And in Lent, we're thinking about how God works in our lives and all the different ways in which God is present with us, and we're getting ready for the day that we do the big Alleluia, which is Easter. So I need your help with this word. So you guys can all help me. Come on up here. So if you can, come on over here, Miranda. If you'll grab that end. Let's see if I got it the right way up. Yes, yay. Okay, so come on over on this side. Face everybody. Come along, children. Now in the under. You're like Lutherans. Here you go. Ready? Here we go. Help me hold it up. Ooh, don't tear it apart because then it's like an ole. I have to tell you a story. This morning we unrolled this, but I had one child. All the other children stayed at home except for Liam, who came up in his Darth Vader mask. And so in his Darth Vader mask, we literally had Darth Vader putting away the Alleluia. And John played the theme for Darth Vader while we did it. It was really fun. So sorry you missed that. This is the word Alleluia. And so we're going to put it away for a little while to help us remember how important this word will be. Sometimes you give it up so that you know. What? Did I spell it wrong? Oh, you put it away. We're going to, the next 6 weeks, we're just going to stand up here like this. No, let's roll it up. Come on, you can roll that end up too. And let's see if we can find a good place to hide this. And then on Easter Sunday, you're going to help me bring it back again. Okay, keep rolling, rolling, rolling. I've got the scroll. Okay, you guys grab a hold of that. Let's see. I think I have a good place. Come on. Where should we hide it? Let's think here. This might be a good spot. Nah, they'll find it there. Let's see. Should we send it home with Mark? No. Let's see. Oh, how about over here?
I don't know a good place to hide it.
What do you think? Maybe up in here? How about right?
Up here.
Up there. Okay. Now, don't forget where the Alleluia is. Or we won't. She said, put a sticky note. At least she didn't say, well, Twitter yourself and you can't forget. Okay, because otherwise we won't get to have Easter without the Alleluia, okay? So we'll remember that. Thank you, and you guys can go back to your places.